The political chatter is that a federal indictment might come soon against former President Trump. Federal prosecutors wrote Trump's lawyers yesterday saying he is a target of their investigation into classified documents. The special counsel Jack Smith has been leading this investigation for more than a year now. Jacqueline Alemany is covering this for The Washington Post. Welcome back, Jackie.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
The Justice Department defines a target, and this is from its website, as someone where there's substantial evidence linking him or her to the commission of a crime and who, in the judgment of the prosecutor, is a putative defendant. This is the case of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. What does the sending of this letter tell us?
Well, it tells us that, most importantly, I think that the special counsel is nearing the conclusion of the investigation, and that if there is an indictment coming, which is what we know that Trump advisors are expecting, that it's going to be coming shortly. But other than that, it is a more procedural hurdle than anything. You know, it has been quite clear for quite some time now that the former president has been the target of this investigation.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know the contents exactly of the target letter, but that also would be of importance in the case that they potentially notified him in that letter what they were planning on charging him with, if they are planning on charging him.
In the past, when there have been indictments, have they been preceded by these target letters?
Yes, although it can be hit or miss. We're not necessarily, you know, Jack Smith could very well have charged the former president without a target letter being sent, but these things are generally sent out.
Yeah. On Monday this week, lawyers for Trump met with the special counsel in Washington, D.C. Do we know what happened there?
Yeah, we were told by people familiar with that meeting that the meeting came about at the request of Trump's lawyers, and they essentially asked the special counsel and his office. The meeting was with Jack Smith directly to not charge their client. These meetings are also fairly standard, so that, you know, the special counsel and the prosecutorial team can say that they gave the defendant the opportunity to make his or her case. But the extent of what exactly case they made for why not to charge their client still remains murky. We do know that they have argued previously, and that they might have included this argument in that meeting, that they believe there have been flaws and issues with the prosecution procedurally, but we're not sure if those registered in any way with the special counsel's team.
Jackie, you mentioned that the Trump team is expecting an indictment could come soon. What does soon mean?
That is a very good question. They are prepared for it any day now, today, tomorrow, next week. We do not have any further indication of timing, though, and, you know, their preparations are independent of the Justice Department. You would expect their team to be prepared for this, especially if it's been, you know, some time now since they did receive that target letter. There are a few other signs that we have received in the past few weeks about the status of the investigation. We had reported at the end of last week that the National Archives had received notice from the Justice Department to sort of hurry up and wrap up their production of documents that Jack Smith had subpoenaed the National Archives for, in terms of building their case around retention or the mishandling of classified documents. They had asked for any and all documents over the course of the Trump administration that related to classification practices that took place in the administration. We know that the grand jury in D.C. hasn't met for quite some time, and that things have largely shifted to South Florida. So there are myriad signs here that we are near the end. But when exactly this decision is going to drop and whom exactly is going to be charged is still very TBD.
And briefly, you mentioned grand juries in D.C. and in Florida. Why is it important that we know now that there is a grand jury in Florida?
Well, it's important because that's where we are now being told is likely where the bulk of the indictment is going to be charged. Oh.
Jacqueline Alemany is congressional investigations reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.